Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Oliver and Jimmy Pardo. Coming up in just a minute.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host Megan Klinenberg.
And now we're giving people an inside look at the World Cup.
Time's ticking.
I think you can feel the intensity. All the guys are wanting to really stake their claim, and they want to be on that World Cup roster. There's no doubt about it.
Hosting the World Cup on home soil comes with its pressures, but we're just really excited, just as the people are.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Rocks.
Heidi Ho, it's time once again for the Mr. Obvious Show. I'm your host, Mr. Obvious. So let's go right to our phone, shall we? Hello, you're on the air with Mr. Obvious.
Hello, is this Mr. Obvious?
Yes, it is, caller. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, Mr. Obvious, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling now because my girlfriend did something that kind of hurt my feelings, and I don't know what to do about it.
Well, how long have you known your girlfriend, caller?
Say about a month or so. Although I gotta tell you, it feels like I've known her my whole life.
Well, I can hear it in your voice. You care about this girl. What exactly did she do to hurt your feelings?
It's a little awkward to talk about, Mr. O. It's something that happened in the bedroom.
Oh. Well, now I don't mean to pry, but if I'm going to help, I need to know a little bit more. How have things been with you two in the intimacy department up till now?
Well, it's been great, Mr. Obvious. She's probably the most exciting woman I've ever met. Really open and adventurous, and I ain't bragging, but she's told me over and over that I am the best lover she's ever had.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like we got this real powerful sexual chemistry.
So what has she done to hurt your feelings?
Well, just out of the blue, last week, she suddenly raised her prices. I mean, I thought everything was great between us. I mean, we like the same things. We talk very easily.
Wait a minute, caller. Back up. She raised her prices for what?
For sex. For sex. I mean, she was charging me $75, right? Well, now she raised it up to
$100.
Oh, no. What do you think that means, Mr. Obvious?
Well, I think it means you're seeing a hooker. She's not your girlfriend at all. She's a call girl, an escort, a soiled dove, a hoe, a mattress pounder, a flatbacker, prostitute.
Mr. Obvious, I'm not following
you. Flatbacker.
What are you trying to say? I mean, don't beat around the bush. Just tell me.
I'm saying your so-called girlfriend is a woman who takes money in exchange for sex. That's what's known as a hooker, you rube.
Yeah, I understand she takes money for sex, but I'm not following you.
No, of course not.
Are you saying that there's women out there who'll just have sex with you for free? Yeah. That's not too likely, Mr. Obvious. They just give it away for free. Huh? Probably rode over there on your unicorn and talked to Santa Claus. Oh, I'd like to find me one of them women that just has sex for no cash money, right?
No, all I'm saying is that you don't have a relationship. Uh-huh. You have a business arrangement. And I'm not here to judge you, but that's what it is. It's sex for money.
Well, you're saying that Amber ain't my girlfriend. She's really a hooker.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh. I never made the connection. I guess the rate change isn't personal after all. Business
is
business.
No, I guess she's just doing business. Wait a minute. Did you say the woman's name is Amber?
Yeah, Amber.
What does Amber look like?
Oh, she is beautiful, Mr. O. Long blonde hair, kind of slender, but with big breasts, you know? Lots of makeup, and she's got the cutest little tattoo of a butterfly down on her ankle, but then she's got one of Yosemite Sam on her left shoulder. that's right. You met Amber?
No. You've been seeing Amber for about a month now?
Yeah, about a month or so. Every Thursday, 7 o'clock sharp.
7 o'clock? Yeah. But I'm 7:30.
Oh.
What's the matter, Mr. O, you sound like you don't feel so good.
Are you queasy?
Oh, well, listen. If you ain't feeling good, I'm going to let you get off the phone and take some medicine or something. But I really appreciate your help. At least I know now that Amber ain't trying to push me away with her higher prices. And thanks, Mr. Obvious. You're a lifesaver.
Tune in again next week.
Oh, hey, Mr. Obvious, I'm sorry. I hate to try to get sloppy seconds in here, but...
We're out of time. Caller,
is tipping appropriate?
Maybe next week. I gotta go reschedule an appointment. Join us again next time for the Mr. Obvious.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Today is Bring Your Son to Work Day. We have yours truly, along with my son Willie G, right there.
Oh yeah.
And then across the way, it's a veteran stand-up comedian, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello.
Along with his son, Oliver Pardo.
Hello.
Who is currently in college, but also doing a little bit of drama, a little bit of a stand-up. And we were talking about how you're a big fan of classic rock. Yesterday, I was I'd just gotten home, and I'm walking by, and my 10-year-old daughter, Hart, walks by. And she's singing, "Should I Stay or Should I Go?"
Oh, Clash, nice. Classic.
Like, what?
Yeah.
The Clash? And, of course, I said, where'd you hear that? And, of course, it's Stranger Things, which she has now watched 3 or 4 times in its entirety. It's become her life. It's
A 10-year-old?
Yeah, she loves that.
Watching Stranger Things.
That's what I kind of said, too, Jimmy, but I'm not my
kid. I bailed, and I like horror movies.
I think
Feelings is unwatchable, but
I think it's not all. I think
it's scary.
I think it's because of the kind of the camaraderie among the kids.
Kids, yeah.
Mm. And they're, but yeah, she loves that show. She's got a Stranger Things bathrobe, the posters, the whole
nice.
Deal. But the other point of it is there's so many great songs that they're using, and then obscure Bob and Tom show trivia. In the final season of Stranger Things, there's a scene in a radio station, and if you look carefully, there's a Bob and Tom bumper sticker.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's awesome. Pretty cool.
On the wall. So whoever is the art director for that show, which is supposed to be taking place near here. So that pretty cool.
That's great. In season 2, a kid, there's a poster of My Old Camp, Camp Crosley in the background. The art director on that show nailed it.
Is Hart aware of the Bob and Tom reference in Stranger Things?
I showed it to her the other day.
Did it up your cred with her at all?
You must understand, I get a lot of pushback. Even from, you know, like from Willie, but from Hart, it's unbelievable the level of pushback.
So she was nonplussed.
Okay, what did I do, by the way? How did I get thrown in there? I really caught some shrapnel there. I didn't do anything.
No. The pushback I get from Hart is unbelievable. You give me a little bit of pushback, of course.
But why did he get friendly fire at all in that?
You think the pushback came from Willie's horrible? Nobody was thinking that.
Remember when we were on air one day and he goes, "Willie's a good kid. He keeps his head down."
Yeah, but I got a great deal of pushback from her.
She has attitude.
Lots of it.
Yep. She's like a roast comedian now. She used to be so nice.
We got to get her in here.
Yeah.
She can ruin your day with one little line.
I can ruin it right now. You know what she did? What? The gym that we go to, they do a NCAA men's college basketball pool.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $5 a hit. Last year, she won $1,000.
What now?
She drew a name. She drew the team.
You draw the team.
Yeah. It's not a bracket.
Yeah, okay.
She won $1,000.
Yeah. Okay.
Guess who she drew 2 weeks ago?
Arizona.
Illinois.
Oh.
So there's a good chance that she'll win another 1,000.
This isn't a joke. She has more money than I have in my checking account right now.
Wow.
That's just 100% true.
She wants to get another dog, so last she's going, look, I can, because she's got a picture of the dog she wants to get from the kennel. And you know, we already have 2, and we're not getting another one.
Yeah,
I hope. But
no,
yeah.
You want another dog.
Yeah, but I don't get a vote on this one.
How much is a Stranger Things robe? Is it $1,000?
It seems like it would be, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems very niche.
And it is a nice robe.
I don't doubt it. Nobody's doubting that, Tom. Nobody's like, well, how bad's this robe? Nobody. That wasn't the first thought. Like, yeah, it's not a good robe. Like, nobody thought that. Of course, it's a nice robe.
Then I had a had a poster made. If you see the poster, it looks like she's in Stranger Things.
Oh, a little graphic design.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fun.
We spent quite a bit of time with that, but it's perfect.
Does she love it?
Yeah.
Okay. Jimmy, are you a robe man?
No. In fact, I don't know anybody that's a robe person. And then I always see it on movies and TV where they always walk out with their coffee and their robe. Yep. I don't know a single robe person. Are you a robe guy?
No, I'm not either.
I don't own one.
Yeah, right.
I don't know that I'm against it, though.
Well, I'm not against it, but I do think it's weird, though, if I show up at a friend's house and they go, hey, come on in, and they're in a robe.
That's like, odd.
What are you doing? Yeah. What are you, Hugh Hefner? Put some pants on.
I only ever use a robe at a hotel if I'm like going to go do laps or something, and every time I think I look fine, and then I get in the elevator and I look at myself in the mirror, and it's just way too short. You can see my knee. It looks like I'm wearing like a fun little beach cover-up.
Yeah, so you'll use the hotel robes?
Yes, no, I do. That's me, and I just use it to go down there, and every time I look in them, I go, this, I look huge and dainty at the same time.
When you say laps, yeah, swimming? Is just,
yeah.
So I understand.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Scoofing around down there.
You love it, but you put the robe on, you get out there, splash it out,
put
the
rope back on. They're weird, and they've got the belt.
What? Of course they have a belt.
The OB, as it's known.
What is the belt's known? OBI? The belt has its own name.
Yeah, OBI. What? That's crossword 101 right there, baby. There
Like Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a Japanese term, right?
Yeah.
For the kimonos.
Yeah, I had to look that one up. I didn't,
really?
But I'd forgotten. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, Christy, you gave us robes years ago. Mine is in storage somewhere.
Yeah, with the Bob and Tom logo on it.
Oliver, would you like a robe?
I'm not a big robe guy. My roommate's a robe guy.
He is.
He loves the robe, yes.
So your college roommate wears
college
a robe
roommate.
All the time?
Comes out with a robe. It's got pockets in it, and he always just walks around and hands in pockets, just like he's minding his field, you know?
Yeah, he's looking at his lands.
Are you guys in like a dorm, like a shared thing, or does he have his own room?
No, shared room.
And he's just robe on?
Robe on, rocking the robe constantly.
Is that good for you? Do you have a big bathroom, like you have to, a communal bathroom, or do you guys?
We have a shared bathroom, just the two of us.
One has to assume his father is a robeman.
Yeah,
right?
He's got to be. Oh, yeah.
Is he under the robe? Are there pajamas under the robe? Sweatpants,
T-shirt? I try not
to
look under the robe.
All right. Very fair.
Yes. One graceful tug and, oh, hello.
Because my brother was a robe guy, and he would always wear it, and he didn't know you have to have basketball shorts or something under there.
Oh
okay.
He would just go al fresco?
Oh, yeah. He kind of liked being out. Yeah.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Lebowski was a robeman.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Big too.
Ace robe, yes or no?
I have one, but I don't.
He has a really nice Kiss robe. It has Ace on it.
How do you know about that?
Because I used to know someone in Kiss, and he was gifted it because Ace Frehley's not in the band anymore, and they thought, never mind.
So that's a really nice Kiss robe.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's red with black. It's really nice.
Avalon Attractions.
Is that again?
Avalon Attractions.
Yeah. The production company, right? Is it a game worn robe?
No,
like
no.
Ace?
No,
no. Still exciting. Quiet. How did I lose you halfway through that, Christy? The word no is only two letters. Somehow you lost interest after the N. I don't know.
No.
We're done.
We're done. We're not talking robes anymore. We're moving on.
I want to move on to sweatpants.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
I am not a fan.
What do you mean?
I don't own any.
He won't wear sweatpants.
I don't ever wear them.
You know, what don't you like? The comfort?
The implication of failure.
Real? What?
He won't wear a crew neck shirt either.
Say it again, please.
A crew neck shirt.
T-shirts.
Every shirt has to have a collar?
Everything has to have a collar, yes.
Can't wear a t-shirt.
Or a Henley, because it buttons.
A Henley doesn't have a collar, but it buttons.
Yeah, but
it buttons.
Yeah, I don't like the tightness of t-shirts.
So we talked about, the last time I was here, we talked at length about my classic rock t-shirt collection.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You don't wear t-shirts at all.
Ever.
No.
Ever. You go, hey, I'm going to go out in the yard and garden. Let's pretend you do that. I'm going to go out in the garden, I'm going to go out in the garden, That happened to me. Did I used to have a stroke?
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Willie knows. You are not a doctor, though.
No, I'm not.
It's
okay. I'm not a doctor, though, but my dad does radio, so I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, so you know.
Don't worry about it.
So you go to the yard and garden. What do you put on? Like a polo,
shirt
a dress
like
shirt?
Like what he's wearing.
I can't see from that.
Polo shirt.
Okay, so a polo's okay.
Yeah.
Even if it's jersey material like a t-shirt, as long as it has a collar, you're okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the sweatpants, no.
No.
Do you wear sweatpants?
What are you asking me?
Do you wear sweatpants?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You go out with them? Do you drive places?
No, but I will. Here's the thing. I wear sweatpants as a sleep pant. Okay. Because I don't like an open, I don't like bell bottom, you know, the Lucy pajama bottom. So I wear a sweatpant to sleep. And then, like, oh, I need to run out to 7-Eleven or Target. I will run out in those. Sure. But no, I won't go, hey, I'll meet you for lunch and wear a sweatpant.
Right.
Mm. No, no, I'm not an animal. No,
Oliver, on the college scene, do some of your contemporaries go to class in sweatpants?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
100%. Okay. One guy, a friend of mine, friend Lee with him. He wore sweatpants every single day of class. Final day of class, he wore real pants. I said, oh, look at you in real pants. He goes, come on, man, that's not cool. Like, what do you mean? It's your choice. What do you mean? It was so weird. He was like, ah, come on, we don't talk about that, man. Like, what do you mean? This is the only pair of pants you own? What are you talking about?
Sounds so weird.
Wow. Yeah.
But Tom does have Lululemon shorts.
Okay, so you wear the tight Lululemons?
Yeah.
No, just gym shorts. I wear them to bed.
Oh. They're not tight? Like no. Lululemon leggings?
Like baggy like underwear shorts. I don't
like basketball shorts?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know Lululemon made a loose
garment. I did
garment.
Not either.
I was assuming everything was tight with the Lululemon.
No. Yeah. You like I'm not going to wear tight shorts to bed.
You know what? I would not be surprised by anything that you do.
Oh, thank you very much.
Where would you wear a tight short? Because I think I would only wear them to bed. I don't think I'd have the guts to wear a tight short out in the world.
Are you a biker?
I'll take the word think. Yeah, but you know what? That's got a cushioned tuchus.
Yeah, that's true.
You ever seen that? There's a famous picture of a cycling crew.
Oh, God, yes.
It's all over the internet, and they've got the super tight shorts on, and
yeah.
You can tell their religion.
Yeah, I get it.
Based on the focus of the
Yeah.
Let's check in briefly with Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What's happening over there?
Oh, boy. In Florida, authorities pulled over a motorist who had fake missiles sticking out of the back of his truck.
Funny.
Florida Highway Patrol said it received multiple calls from drivers on Interstate 4.
Boy, I get nervous when I drive behind somebody with Yosemite Sam mud flaps.
I was going to say, who's this guy, Wile E. Coyote?
Who reported what appeared to be, quote, a truck with missiles mounted to the truck bed.
So people thought these were real missiles?
Yeah, the so-called Rocket Man was intercepted by state troopers on State Road 39 near Plant City. They determined the missiles were plastic devices used for show and events. Troopers offered the driver some advice on how to better transport the articles. What kind of show or event would you need fake missiles?
And don't fake missiles have to have orange tips? Like the
like a gun,
like your fake guns.
So. Yeah,
maybe they were on their way to a Desert Storm reenactment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because mm-hmm. the Civil War, everybody went. We've seen it. Yeah.
Got it. But see, even if they had orange tips, I wouldn't know that that was fake. I didn't know that until you just said that.
You didn't know your toy guns with the orange tips? Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I did not know that.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I mean, but when you say, shouldn't missiles have an orange tip? Have you ever seen a fake missile? I've never seen a fake missile.
I've never seen a fake
only
missile.
Only in pictures from North Korea. Yeah, like those parades where they were, yeah. Remember, they were like all cardboard and stuff.
they had to cancel the parade because of rain. The paper mache nuke was melting on the trailer. There you go. There's
my.
See, those look, they look deadly.
I may call somebody if I see that too. Yeah. I don't think I was envisioning that.
No, I wasn't either.
They look real. And that guy rigged up.
And that guy looks crazy enough to shoot him at somebody.
Yeah, that guy looks a little.
That guy gets road rage. He takes out the minivan behind him.
Yeah, I'm calling if I encounter that in the Panera Bread drive-through, I'm calling the cops for sure.
Yeah, that's they both look deadly.
Yeah, he's got a bunker.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt he's got a with cans of beans. Well, they look a little bit like the toy rocket when we were kids. Yes. We had the toy rocket that you'd light, you'd hope it'd go up in the sky. It kind of looks like that a little bit. So mm-hmm. I might have
mean the ones you pump with water.
No, you would light
because those things are great.
Yeah,
those are
fun.
Pretty good.
Those were fun
and they worked.
Nobody said they didn't.
Well, because a lot of the stuff did you ever fall for the sea monkeys in the back?
Even the Evel Knievel, where it's like you cranked it up and it's like it's gonna go over Snake River. It's like it barely came off the ramp. Yeah. There we go. He donked, then he fall on his side, foot and a half later.
And Oliver, I think both you and Willie grew up in an era when the toy surprises and cereals were really crappy. They were like wrapped in plastic bags. When we grew up, we'd get like these metal submarines. You'd put a tablet in them, and you'd get in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And they'd dive. Those days are gone.
Oh boy,
the toy surprise. But there was also a period of time. Are they still doing a lot of the toys at fast food places?
Yes.
Yeah, because there was an era in my life when I had in the back.
Oh, and like the Happy Meals?
In the back of the Suburban, there'd be, you know, 14 toys from the history of fast food restaurants.
Really, you have a father that probably bought you stuff like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Weird stuff? Yeah, you bet. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Hammer Alley Podcast, an 80s flashback mockumentary.
Back in the 80s, there were 1,000 bands trying to make it in the world of rock, but there was one band that had it all, Hammer Alley.
Whatever happened to Hammer Alley?
How did they go from top of the rock?
I'm looking for a music video. They're a band from 1987, Hammer Alley. Ever heard of them?
To rock bottom.
Dude, I was born in 1987.
I can't believe he's doing this.
Hammer Alley.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.